In today's specialty crop news, brought to you by the Almond Board of California, you can find them online at almonds.com. Sustainability is the focus of 2018 research funded by the Almond Board of California. ABC's Gabrielle Ludwig talked about the announcement of the research funding and the focus for 2018.
I'm Gabrielle Ludwig. I'm Director for Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at the Almond Board of California.
So, Gabrielle, you guys had an announcement about some funding for research. What is the announcement?
This is announcing the investment that the almond growers and handlers have made into research for our fiscal year. And that amount is $4.8 million spread over 64 research projects related to how to grow almonds, essentially how to grow almonds better primarily.
This, of course, is good news and an important announcement, but this isn't anything new. This is something you guys do every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe new that we are announcing that we're funding research because the industry has been funding research since 1973. And so there's a long tradition of almond growers and handlers funding research to figure out how can they grow almonds better, whether it's from a pest management perspective or from an air quality perspective, you know, from a water perspective. All of that has been funded over the years by the industry. So that's, you know, really what we're doing now is basically saying, hey, this is something we've done for quite some time. And that information that's been gleaned from the research often then forms the basis for the management practices that are considered sustainable. So really, this whole idea of what's a sustainable almond orchard and so forth is really based on years of research that's been funded by the industry.
The research for the funding that was just announced is really looking at exploring uses for that waste stream. So using the hulls and another biomass that comes from growing almonds, right?
Right. So I think first to backtrack is just remind everybody that when you grow almonds, you're not just growing the kernel that we eat, but you're also growing the hull, I call it the dried up peachy part, and the shell. So every year when you harvest, you're harvesting the whole fruit. And then you're also growing a tree. So the question that, I mean, the reality of the matter is all of that has been used for some beneficial use and with some economic value to the grower, the hulls, the shells, and the tree removal. But there's been changes in those marketplaces. And so for this current fiscal year, there's a renewed focus on what are alternative uses for the hulls, shells, woody biomass that provide, you know, some benefit in some way, and hopefully some added value to the growers, back to the grower. So some examples of that is trying to see, can hulls be used to feed a certain kind of fly that UC Davis is looking at to try and increase the protein sources for chicken feed, preferably organic chicken feed. And they've already come to realize that almond hulls look like they could be good for that. So it's a little niche, but it's interesting. Another one is looking at taking the shells and doing something called torrefication, which is basically a heating up process. It's not quite burning, but it's close to it. And when you mix that in with certain plastics, like the plastic that goes to make flower pots, it actually makes the flower pot more stable, more heat stable. So trying to explore to what extent can those shells be, you know, altered in a way that then helps improve plastic, which is a, you know, an interesting combination. And then like on the tree removals, the woody biomass, we've been looking at one route is just, can you put the trees, ground them up and put them back in the ground? We call it orchard recycling. And then trying to understand what are the costs and the benefits when you replant a new orchard on top of that. Because if you get too much biomass in the ground, you actually slow down the growth of the young trees. But in the long term, you may also have benefits to the soil. So those are some examples of the research we're currently funding related to what we call co-products or biomass. You know, the other things that are grown in the almond orchard to try and find additional beneficial uses to everything that is grown in the orchard. At the end of the day, it's really about that whatever resource goes into the orchard essentially at the end of the day that there's no waste of everything that's been produced in that orchard.